The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, so our guest is, here we have Chromatics. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon, King. Afternoon. Apologies for the tardiness.
Yeah, man, no problem, man. All right.
I hear you say these guests and you put on a big side there. What happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, guest time is time, you know, no time to waste, you know. If I was on your show, which I never got to be, I would have been on time. Yeah. All right. So so we talking about the budget. The budget is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And we talking about things that you know, creatives would want to see in the budget. But first of all, let us know, Chromatics. Who are you, Chromatics, and what capacity are you speaking of?
Well, I am a artist of many genres. But you could just call me a rap soul artist if that makes your day. But I'm also an entrepreneur in music. I've run multiple record companies and currently run a recording studio and rehearsal space and an online radio station, ourradio.fm.
Nice, man. Beautiful. So in terms of the budget with creators, and you know, we always say that we really don't take the arts, you know, the arts and culture, this business, we always just, you know, pacified, sprinkle something there to make them happy. But just last week, as I was talking, arts, culture, and sport could really save this nation. But because, I don't know, because we have oil and gas, that's all we'll be studying. But in terms of the arts and the culture, in terms of the budget, what are some things that you would like to see as a creative out there?
I would more like to see educational programs starting from not only school, but community-based. That revolve more around the business side of music and how to generate income, that's a general topic in terms of starting a business, how to start a business, the accounting of said business, but also doing it within the creative space. Because I know a lot of individuals who have been operating for years and don't have a registered business. So therefore, even if whatever spend is pumped into the creative sector, how is the country getting back from that? Are they paying taxes, etc., etc.? So I would just like to see more, you know, educational stuff when it comes to the business side of music in Trinidad and Tobago. But that's if, you know, the administration does see that this is a business that can generate income for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when we look at that, and when we look at things that are happening, we have a shortage in Forex. But a lot of these artists are generating money in U.S. dollars, which shows outside. Most of them, regardless of where the show is, they charge in U.S. Your streaming income is typically in U.S., you know? So having a U.S. account so that you can, instead of converting it back to TT and these sort of things. But those are the sort of things that I say more from an educational standpoint, investing back into the creative sector in Trinidad.
All right, from an educational standpoint, in terms of different aspects of the culture, I must say, well, this government seems to be, you know, somewhat invested in it. Do you see any direction with them with the new dispensation out there?
Well, apparently, what is the budget is next week. We shall see. I mean, I have not personally seen, but I mean, it's the first year, and after, you know, coming in after a previous administration has been there for 9-10 years, a lot has to be filtered out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to figure out what money was going where and what was being done right, what was being done wrong. So I can't say that I've seen anything yet with regards to when it comes to the arts. I know of a couple of things that would have been done mainly through the Ministry of Trade, per se. But I haven't seen anything tangible yet, but we wait to see.
And as you said,
it's 6 months now. They
about dance. 6 months. Yeah. For the last 9-10 years, what was done, or what did you see? And you saw any improvement in anything, and so things that needed to be improved on?
Well, I mean, I think the overall focus of export is very important. So educational and then export, because yes, our market is one thing, but a lot of the music is sold and consumed outside of Trinidad and Tobago, no matter the genre. I think Now, you might get vexed, but I think we didn't embrace the Trinidad movement for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should have been embraced and supported. And we could have stand to gain a lot more from that. Because I always say from one successful artist, you build an industry.
Yeah.
So that one successful artist or lucrative artist supports, whether it be music producers, paying engineers, paying graphic artists, paying a videographer, paying dancers, you know? So it kind of starts with the artists, you know? I know you, Amanda, like to say, we have our industry.
Yeah, we do, we have our industry. But I must say the Trinidad, I mean, as much as I don't like the message, some of the messages, I love the movement. They definitely have a movement going on. It's one of the most successful things coming out of Trinidad in years. But I mean, to the I would say the older heads, that Trinidad thing, it looks a bit negative because of what's coming out of it. People tend to die from it. People tend to get shot from it. When you listen to a Trinidad song that is really doing the numbers, it is not of, you know, too much of goodness. I mean, the goodness thing on the whole with music isn't, you know, always so positive. But it isn't much, not much of a positive nature. So how can a country or a government back that?
Well, for every one of those songs that you say is on the negative side, I could show you a Trinidad song that's on the positive side.
Yeah, but I understand, but those are not the ones getting the views and the likes.
I wouldn't say that either.
Mm-hmm.
I could show you the numbers. You know what I mean? So it's really a matter of what gets propelled. We like sensationalism,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes violence and sexuality tend to take the forefront of sensationalism. But I think it would be up to people like me and yourself to present the whole story, the entire story, you know, and it what represents the entire movement. But yeah, so what's your next question?
I remember when Gypsy was around, Gypsy was saying he tried to tell them about having Nicki Minaj as an ambassador, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said they didn't want that because she cursing too much and things. But that is their nature. But she's a Trini and she is representing the Trini flag. Now, Barbados has Rihanna as their mm-hmm. ambassador. Now, Rihanna might be cursing all over the place, but she's doing her business, she's doing her thing. In terms of having those outside ambassadors, do you see those things helping, or should we look for someone who is homegrown and here?
Well, if we have someone that's homegrown and reaching the markets, for example, a young brother right now,
mm-hmm.
Yes, by all means, we should have them as cultural ambassadors to the world. And, you know, that could definitely open up doors, not just for the artists and the team themselves, but for potential business. You know, if you're going as an ambassador to certain companies, you can, you know, hopefully have a better leeway of leveraging business relationships with different companies outside of Trinidad and Tobago if your status is that of cultural ambassador, you know?
Yeah, man.
So I definitely think we should.
All right, so we talking well, in terms of the things that the government should do in terms of the budget. Now, tourism, of course, tourism mm-hmm. is always a thing. Another thing I think we don't really take seriously, but something I think that this government may just be doing. I've always said that it was a big mistake to have Despers run out of the hills. A big shame and a disgrace, you know, because you can't keep the crime and thing in check. And of course, crime is another thing too. But to have Despers to leave up on the hills, where you could have a nice tourist at the bottom of the hill paying us something, just like how you just take a truck or a rover to go up the Paramin, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take them and you pay some money at the bottom of Paramin, the bottom of the hill, and they go up there and they hear Despers. Every time a ship lands in Trinidad and Tobago, there should be something for people to do culturally. It should have a juve. It should have, you know, you go and see some pan, you go and see something. I've always said that Trinidad should be the island of carnival 365 days a year. That's what we should sell. We should sell fun. People think that is madness. But I think I've heard the Minister of Culture, Michelle Benjamin, said that we want to talk about carnival 365 days. Not just in terms of the lack of productivity, but people don't really see the, you know, the essence of carnival and the productivity in carnival and what they have to offer. They just feel it's wine and jam, you know? But making Trinidad and Tobago carnival 365 days, what do you think about something like that in terms of tourism and for the culture?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it will be hard because carnival is such a how to put it, it sucks in all the energy for the year. Sometimes after carnival it just feel a relief because so much energy is put into it. So to have it, you know, to do replicate it again, and now we have a Tobago carnival that I think is progressing nicely.
Yeah.
So if there's something else that we could do in that July, August sort of time frame, right, you know, after carnival, it can spread it out, because as we know, our carnival is essentially a 2-month build-up. It's not just the week of Monday, Tuesday, you know. But definitely, and I think they should have more events around the cultural thing. Why can't I have a stick fighting in the middle of the year? I don't know if it does or it doesn't. And these sort of things, these sort of events and cultural community activities, and they should be highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
I think what any government has ever done has done a very poor job of reaching the people and marketing to the people that these events or these things are happening. And thus, we, you know, people go start to say, well, the turnout was poor, et cetera, et cetera. But are we doing a good enough job in getting the word out that these activities are happening? And yes, as I say, we can do it. We can have maybe a semblance of carnival. Because when you think about it, all band launch and everything is that what?
So band launch starts in July, August, yeah?
Right, right. So, how, you know, maybe we can start to do, you know, more events around that time of the year when we are gearing up and preparing for the following season.
Yeah, man. And what about people with like yourselves who own studios, you know, investing in things like that to have more youths? You know, when we were growing up, you know, we were looking forward to being on Party Time, going to Fresh Fest, going up by Amar Studio, going to record. Right. You're looking forward to doing something, especially for that July, August vacation. I don't see nothing for the youths and them to do, you know, especially if you're young and you're creative. Of course, you can do things on your phone now. Maybe you put it out there on the TikTok and the Instagram, and it's your own community. But as far as, you know, you're in-house and in Trinidad and Tobago concerned, investing into the studio like yours and other small studios and showing the youths a direction. Listen, you want to record, we could sing and support, and you could go here and maybe be the next artist and do something yourself. What do you think about making in terms of things like that?
I definitely think there should be some support for internship programs in and out of studios throughout Trinidad and Tobago. I actually used to run one, I still do, but it used to be for an internship with Trinity College in Connecticut, where UE students who are doing, you know, a study abroad program will come and, you know, learn about the cultural aspects of things in Trinidad and Tobago and the music, as well as learning the technical side of audio production and recording, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there needs to be more internship programs, community-based, around that. And I think there should be some sort of community-based events, more events. You were saying, like, when back in the day we had things to look forward to during that break. I think they used to have what was Youth Fest back in the day,
Youth
well,
Fest, yeah.
Which is more 2000s. I think I remember Bungie headlining it. Different, they used to have, well, it was soccer in the summer and all kind of different events in the summer, not just the concerts, but something where youths could be more involved and showcase their talent. Maybe we can come up with something community based and then have. You know, I don't want to go into the world of competition, but, you know, you see who are the top performers in terms of where the talent is and then bring them into the studios and, you know, where they can learn the business side of things. Because a lot of artists don't want to have to focus on the business, you know. They just want to be able to create, and they should be able to create, and then at the same time have educated people around them. Because I always say that, like, it's not just for artists. Like, if you are running a community-based program, learning about the business of music, it could be for people who want to potentially be a manager, you know, and or start a small record company or production label to learn these sort of things. Because a lot of times artists are surrounded by their friends and a team that is more family and friend-oriented as opposed to business, a business manager or music manager. And these people need to be educated as well.
Yeah, man. What about in terms of, let's say, education, educating in terms of social media and especially AI these days, which is playing a very important part in music and arts and entertainment, you know, things like that, on the more technical aspect of things?
Well, I think, well, do you tell them how the social media don't call on us? We playing catch up. You know what I mean? So maybe they could teach the older generation, I think, maybe we could have a bridging the gap sort of thing where, you know, the young ones teach the old ones and the old ones teach the young ones.
Yeah.
But AI, I was talking this a couple nights ago with some creative brethren of mine as well, especially in the creative sector. So we are quickly, I think the more, and this might sound biased, but when I look at it, I think it is true. The sector that has been affected the most by AI is the creative sector.
Mm, yep.
From graphic artists to music being produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think the way to curb that is that the creatives themselves need to embrace AI. And the creatives must be the ones to still control it, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm. So if we as a creative ourselves and say, nah, I don't want to mess with that and da-da-da-da, you're going to get left behind. That's just reality. And the technology is moving super, super fast. The advances that have happened in AI in the last 6 months, from Carnival 2 now, are tremendous when it comes to video generation, etc. Right? And I think we as creatives need to embrace it and learn it and incorporate it in our creative. That way we can also sell our knowledge and expertise and services of using that AI as well. So for instance, you were saying earlier, you know, you've done voiceover jingles and whatever. For those who don't know, I produce a lot of jingles here at the studio from the music come up. And I had a conversation personally with the owner of an advertising agency, basically saying, hey, we are using AI right now, you know, so.
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of jobs right now that will be obsolete and are obsolete, you know what I mean? Because of that same AI.
Right, yeah, so what I was saying is it's better we embrace it and know how to use it and be the same people, because our creative mind will direct the AI in a different way and prompt the AI in a different way and know how to get the results, you know, that a client might need or that we might need out of it. So, for instance, at the start of this year, I fully embraced. I went down a rabbit hole for like a month just in the graphic side of things and intend to do the same thing with the visual element. You know, I see KMC put out a video is AI.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Renzo do a video the other day is AI. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Thing coming out. AI. Hi, Chromatic. So, once again, things for the budget. I mean, hopefully for the budget, just to wrap up here. You know, no pun intended. To wrap it up, things that we want to see in the budget for the creative and the creative sector, you know, on the whole.
Well, as I say, I would more so want to start with the educational side and community-based things, programs on from a business standpoint, so that people can understand that this is a business, the entertainment sector is a business, and how to start one and how to run one, and therefore how to give back to our country via it, and then more community-based events as well, get the youth and them off the streets, you know, or off of, you know, anything that might be of negative nature, you know, get them occupied. And we will see what the investment would be. I mean, I can't say because, you know, millions of dollars are invested into the carnival itself. But I think, you know, some of it should also be spread out, as you rightfully say, throughout the year and probably trying to embrace other activities. I do think we need to also place a lot more emphasis and spend on export activities. I believe so. For instance, we were talking about Junibad or any other artist, you know, possibly trying to set up tours outside of Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, imagine a combination tour with some of our greatest reggae stars and dancehall artists as well outside of Trinidad throughout the Caribbean, because the Caribbean embraces a lot of our local dancehall and reggae music. And the export is very important to also growing the fan base, embracing the current fan base outside and growing it, but also bringing in that Forex as well, you know?
Yeah, man. But a lot of people might see the legitimacy in that, or the, you know, the essence in that fight. Some people might say, well, are you talking about the set of culture thing? What are really doing for we? What are doing for we? You know, putting all that money in that. What are doing for we?
Well, as I say, I just explained it. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of, we have our Forex shortage and small and medium-sized businesses balling, right?
Yeah.
Right, and we have these artists and this cultural product that we can export and bring in potential Forex in exchange for it, and it also opens doors for same tourism, bringing people to here. I mean, I performed all over the world, and the same as, hey, you know, I was thinking about coming to Trinidad when I perform it for foreign audiences. I was like, well, come, and a few of them have. And so that, you know, in itself are the potentials for it. And then just representing who we are as a prideful people. Our greatest, I won't say our greatest, because, you know, we have oil and gas. But, you know, when we look at Jamaica, when we look at certain other countries, is the culture represents outside of just that business sector of oil and gas. Culture, music represents who we are to the world. Yeah? And I think it's important that, I think we all know our calling card. If somebody, if you go foreigner, come down and ask you, what you want to tell them? Trinidad is the land of oil and gas?
Right.
No, you're not going to tell them that. Right? You're going to tell them Trinidad is the land of carnival, soca, steel pan, calypso, and beautiful woman. That is where you're going to tell them.
Ah, oh, boy.
So I think, you know, we need to embrace that and realize that that is our calling card as a country, and that's why culture is so important.
Like I said, the calling card, but that's what we need, the calling card. Trinidad and Tobago calling card. Yeah, man.
Blessings, man.
I call my text by respect.
I'm King. Blessings.
Yeah, man.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.